This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Perhaps one of the most powerful stories I could ever tell you about encouragement is the one told by Dr. Richard Selzer, a surgeon, in his book, Mortal Lessons. This story will grab your heart. Listen carefully. I stand by the bed where a young woman lies, her face post-operative, her mouth twisted in palsy, almost clownish looking. You see, a tiny twig of the facial nerve, the one that goes to the muscles of her mouth, had to be severed. She'll be this way from now on. I followed with religious fervor the curve of her flesh, I promise you that, but nevertheless, to remove the tumor in her face, in her cheek, I had to cut that little nerve. Her husband is in the room. He stands on the opposite side of the bed, and together they seem to dwell in the evening lamplight, isolated from me, private. Who are they, I ask myself, he and this wry mouth that I have made, who gaze at each other and touch each other so lovingly? The young woman speaks, Dr. Selzer, will my mouth always be like this? I'm sorry, but it will. I'm so sorry, I had to cut the nerve that goes to your mouth to remove the tumor. She nods and she's silent, but the young man smiles. I like it, he says. I think it's kind of cute. All at once, I know who this man is. I understand and I lower my gaze. Unmindful, he bends over to kiss her crooked mouth, and I'm so close to both of them that I'm able to see how he twists his own lips to accommodate hers, to show her that the kiss still works. What a story. You say that's a great husband. No, it's more than a great husband. It's a person who was an encourager. I want to bring up that last verse because I think it's so important, just for 1 minute here. And as just been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. That's a reference to a period in Israel's history when they rebelled against the Lord. And when I read that this week, I thought, well, nobody can relate to that because we weren't a part of that story. And then it dawned on me. Everyone has a story of rebellion against the Lord. You do, and so do I. There's been a period in your life that may have lasted weeks. It's been a period of your life that may have lasted months. It may have lasted years for some of you when you can look back upon those years, those months, those weeks, and those days and said, that's when I rebelled against the Lord. But I want you to notice what happens. Your heart turns back to the Lord. Your heart did turn back to the Lord. You may be going through a period of rebellion, and I realize that every week I'm speaking to people who may be in a period of rebellion right now. You may have come and not wanted to be here today. Somebody may have bugged you to come. And there's a period of rebellion going on in your life, not against people, but a rebellion against the Lord God Almighty himself. Decide today that you're going to turn your heart back home to the Father. When the prodigal son was in a far country, Luke 15, you can read it this afternoon, the most beautiful short story ever read. Before he goes home to his father, he decides to go home. And it's a beautiful verse where he said, I will go home and I will say to my father, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven. You know what he did before he went home? He turned his heart back home. Before he physically went home, he turned his heart back home. I'd like to think that's what happens every Sunday morning, Crossview Christian Church. People turn their heart back home to the Father. Do it today. Let's pray together. Well, I don't know where you stand with the Lord in this matter of rebellion or this matter of encouragement, but I hope and pray the Lord's been speaking to somebody today listening to this program. The Lord's speaking to you perhaps right now. Our website that we tell you about often is crosshope.org. It's an opportunity to listen to this message again or to any other message you may have missed, or to find out more about a ministry we call Cross Hope Radio.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.